It's time for the Rock Report on 106.5 The Buzz.
Brought to you by Charter Communications, I'm Otto. KISS is rumored to be planning a Las Vegas residency at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino this fall. Back in December, Paul Stanley had said the band was considering doing that. Now several teaser posters around Las Vegas are hinting a deal has been struck. The poster features the four KISS faces, the web address for the Hard Rock Hotel, and beneath it says coming fall 2014. Those interested in further information on the show are encouraged to text ROCK to 97580. Metallica has unofficially issued another update on the band's next album. Drummer Lars Ulrich was speaking to Metal Zone, where he revealed that, in his eyes, the album is 90% written. Meanwhile, along with that interview, pro shot footage of Metallica's entire June 8th performance at the Rock Am Ring Festival in Nuremberg, Germany, along with official Metallica.com footage of the band's June 1st show in Oslo, Norway, and the May 30th show in Stockholm, Sweden, have all been posted in the Rock Report blog. Also in the Rock Report blog today, Dutch radio station 3FM has uploaded a 30-second sample of the title track from the new album from Slash, World on Fire, along with the sample of the album artwork. Pro shot footage of Iron Maiden's entire performance from the Rock Am Ring Festival. The first release from Ted Nugent's next album, entitled She's Gone, featuring guest vocalist Sammy Hagar, and an audio sample of the new Judas Priest song, Dragonaut. Hell Yeah drummer Vinnie Paul is again trying to squash any talk of a Pantera reunion featuring Zakk Wylde or anyone else filling in for the late Dimebag Darrell on guitar. In a new interview with Shreveport, Louisiana radio station 99X, Paul said he's proud of Pantera's legacy, but it's time to live in the present and let the past be. Also over the weekend, Vinnie and Hell Yeah frontman Chad Gray were interviewed on the French TV show Un, Dos, Tu, Metal, where his specific comment was, no Dimebag, no reunion. And also Radio.com spoke to Paul, where he made more comments along those same lines. All three of those interviews are currently streaming in the Rock Report blog. And it could be a big week for album re-releases on the charts. The deluxe edition of Led Zeppelin's first three albums, Led Zeppelin, Led Zeppelin 2, and Led Zeppelin 3, are each projected to sell between 24,000 and 28,000 copies in the United States, according to industry website Hits Daily Double. The three titles should re-enter the charts in the top 15, and all three have a chance of hitting the top 10. Meanwhile, the 20th anniversary reissue of Soundgarden's Super Unknown, likely to sell between 10,000 and 12,000 copies in the U.S. Those estimates are based on one-day sales reports compiled after the record arrived in stores June 3rd. The charts will be officially unveiled on Wednesday. And that is the Rock Report, brought to you by Charter Communications. For these stories and more, including audio, video, and links, go to the Rock Report blog, 106.5thebuzz.com.